Hi, I'm Siva Mandalam, a VP of Products and Strategy at Apcito. Apcito is a cloud application infrastructure company that transforms how applications are developed and deployed in cloud environments. When you think about Azure and the cloud, actually how applications are being deployed and delivered, there are three things you need to kind of think about. One is that the applications, how they're developed are changing, the applications, how they are deployed are changing, and the applications, how they are delivered are also changing. When you think about the development aspects, basically, things are becoming a lot more distributed. And when you think about the deployment models, things are actually getting a lot more continuous, and code updates are actually happening on a daily basis. But when you think about the delivery aspects of the application, delivery aspects, they're still stuck at the pre-cloud levels. And that is something where we're hoping to actually make a lot of impact in the industry. When you think about the cloud, one of the things which are main drivers for going to cloud, like Azure, for example, is to drive agility inside the context of the business. Going to that cloud really places a critical responsibility on the application teams in a lot of areas. For example, application teams really need to be worried about the availability and performance of the applications, the security and compliance aspects of actually moving an application to cloud, the idea of actually really using who is using the application over a constant period of time, the insights aspects of it, and finally the aspect of continuously delivering the applications at an acceptable level. So we created the Apcito Cafe, the cloud application front end, really addressing all these capabilities. So Apcito Cafe is a unified solution offering. It actually works on Azure, and it provides three main capabilities. First, it actually provides load balancing and analytics, and with the cloud native type of an application. Second, it actually does application security. When I say application security, we're talking about protection from web application type of attacks, distributed denial of service type of attacks, etc. Third one, it actually uses the data, really provide rich set of analytics, and continuously improve your development and delivery of applications. So it's a unified set of capability which is bringing in all this rich set of capabilities inside Azure to really actually work, make your applications work better. Well, there are three main business benefits. The first one is the agility. When we talk about agility, we're talking about the application owners really are now focused on trying to get to new levels of agility simply because they're using cloud and they're able to actually consume all these services from a centralized place inside Azure. The second one really is the idea of security. Applications going to cloud especially are being attacked at the application level. So how do you provide protection for web application level type of attacks? And that's a big piece of the offering which we bring in, and that is a huge advantage, a business benefit for you to continue to meet compliance, have security, etc. The third really is the idea of actually focusing the most critical resources from a cloud perspective, the app developers, to focus on applications themselves as opposed to really trying to figure out how to write infrastructure code. So we provide actually all the infrastructure capabilities in a consolidated way, so the application developers are more focused on trying to actually drive towards making the applications themselves better. The third capability is this idea of continuous delivery and deployment, where we're not only programmable and extensible, where we could easily be automated actually inside the context of cloud. We also actually integrate with the DevOps ecosystem, which makes it very, very unique from the perspective of how you can use the product inside Azure. One of the other things which we're very proud actually to bring in is this idea of Microsoft-specific value add. Essentially talking about the workloads, Microsoft workloads in Azure, for example, SharePoint. If you're talking about hybrid office deployments, like an office inside enterprise with Office 365 in cloud, or if you're talking about Windows Active Directory kind of deployments or Exchange type of deployments, all of the functionality which I was really talking to you about, load balancing and web application firewalling, etc., really applies to all of these workloads, and we bring in all this capability. So that is a huge value add for Azure environments, for customers who are Microsoft customers who are moving from on-prem to Azure cloud and really being able to leverage that for Microsoft specific workload. There's a bunch of value add we're bringing in.